Police Link on 4MK with Senior Constable Steve Smith.
Well, Smithy's away, so we got Sergeant Nigel Dalton and Constable Tory, who's joined us this morning. Hello, crew.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Great. Look, great to have your company. Of course, Nigel in, filling in for Smithy, but next week it'll be Tory, so all by herself. So just,
right. I just got a message
teaching you the ropes.
Smithy, he found out the name of the person in Las Vegas that was getting married.
Oh, really?
It was Siri who was married.
I love it.
He's quick off the mark.
Boom,
man.
Boom. Yeah, good stuff. Mate, what's our, guys, what's our topic for today?
Well, we did some really interesting research over the weekend with the Griffith Uni.
Yes.
They came up to do what we're calling a pre-loading research project. So we're looking at how much alcohol people are taking into the clubs before they actually get to start drinking in the town centres, in the safe night precincts.
Yes.
So we did some research here in Mackay and in Whitsundays. And we found some interesting facts and figures. Obviously, all of it will have to be analysed and the researchers will put it on into a report. But we did 260 tests.
Right.
So people rocked up to us, had a free breath test, answered a few questions on an iPad, and then off they went into the club, and we gave them a card. So on the way back, they could actually have a test on their way home. So we could do the what we call post-loading, so how much alcohol they'd had whilst they were in the CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the readings were as we expected. You know, there was a group of people who were probably twice over the legal limit as they were coming in. They'd had some drinks at home and they were on their way in. And then on the way back, they were quite high. There were some really interesting people who had no idea what their limit was. And actually, when they blew, they were actually under the legal limit for driving.
Oh, okay.
They were pretty sure that they would never have driven, which is a really good plan.
Right.
But they were actually under that 0.05. On the way back out, well, there were some sad people. I mean, we had levels of 0.295, which is nearly six times the legal driving limit. These people weren't driving. We weren't looking at the prevention from a driving point of view. It was just to start finding out why people are preloading and the type of preloading they're having, so what type of drinks and what motivates people to preload.
Yeah. Do you think one of the things, and maybe Tory may be able to answer this, but people preload, and obviously because it's a lot cheaper than going out into the town and paying the amount of money that they are for drinks, particularly in the city. I mean, gee, I've walked into some places and gone, oh my God, really? You know, that much?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely one of the motivators. The survey also showed that one of the main reasons was to socialise with friends.
Right.
So that's another interesting thing that the survey showed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what's a couple of other things that showed out about
it? Well, Tori's got some interesting facts about people's perceptions once they have answered the question about where they actually end up at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The survey's shown that 15.3% of people surveyed have stated that on a few occasions they've woken up next to a stranger, and 1.7% said that it happened often.
Right.
So that's interesting.
That is interesting. I don't think it's a surprise, though.
But that, from a crime prevention point of view, that's not good.
I suppose you're right, I could scoff at it, but there, when you think about it in a way, I mean, if you don't know the person that you're with, it could be dangerous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Even more concerning is the 33.9% that stated that a few times they've woken up and not remembered the night before, and then a further 6.8% stated that that happened often.
Gee, eh?
So not having any recollection of their behaviour the night before, or, you know, even in some cases,
is even worse.
Whether they've been a victim of crime.
Mm-hmm. Just briefly, come this Friday, I mean, new state laws with obviously the closing down at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually putting some posters up around town saying it's all in your hands.
Okay.
Because it really is up to the people who go out into the nightclubs to be responsible. And what we're hoping people will do is they will be responsible, that basically at 3 o'clock, that's the end of the night, and they will go home in a reasonable way.
Mm-hmm.
The posters depict one action. It could be in nice blue, calm colours. Mm-hmm. You go home and you are with your partner. The other action is a little bit redder than that, and you end up with a set of handcuffs around your hands. And basically, there are two options, and it's all in your hands.
Yeah. Now, obviously, the police agree with the 3 a.m. Closing laws.
We will police whatever laws that the state put in front of us. So we probably have a few personal views on it, yes. But I think those don't really get into the mix when we're actually dealing with the laws themselves. Right.
So that start this Friday, actually.
That's right,
so,
yeah. 1st of July. Yeah.
1st of July. Just quickly, we were talking earlier on, talking to a lady about scalping, and just one thing I wanted to throw at you. Is it illegal to scalp?
You know what? You've stumped me on that one. I'm going to go away and find out, and Tori will come back next week and probably be able to give you an answer.
All right, good. That'd be good, because I've bought tickets from a scalper before watching the West Indies play Australia outside the Gabba because I couldn't get in with a few mates. And so I might have done something illegal and not known. Yeah.
Well, anyway. I know how the Wiggles fans are feeling this morning. I tried to get Coldplay tickets for later on this year, and myself and my daughter were on the phone for 45 minutes, and within 45 minutes they'd all been sold.
Oh, I've actually got a couple here, mate.
Oh, excellent.
I'll talk to you after. Good. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in. Have a ripper week, and of course, Tori will catch up with you next Tuesday morning. Eh?
Thank you very much. Week. Have a good day.
Good on you. Cheers. There we go. Sergeant Nigel Dalton and Constable Tori there on 4MK, Tori Hubbard. All the latest with the news and sport coming up very shortly. We've got a chance for you to win Mackay Mazda Festival of Arts tickets as well very shortly. So 1300 872 911 will be the number to call. And we'll find out what's happening up in the beautiful Whitsundays. Captain Dan will be joining us at around about 10 to 8 this morning.